In his book, The Generosity Path, Finding the Richness in Giving, Mark V. Ewart writes, receiving, gratitude, and generosity all grow together. A Unitarian Universalist himself, Ewart works as a congregational consultant, fundraising facilitator, and philanthropy coach. He is a persuasive spokesperson for treating generosity as a spiritual practice. That practice is something we believe ourselves here at UULZ Hills. Our church routines reflect this collective belief. Each Sunday, we make a collection for a worthy cause or organization in the wider community or larger world. And for a few weeks each year, we conduct a stewardship drive to sustain the congregation itself and make our annual budget. Every year, our friends and members are asked to pledge their financial support in recognition of all they receive from our shared congregational life. Admittedly, that life looks different this year than it ever has before, as we confront a pandemic that continues to throw a pall over our communal lives. But as vaccinations continue across this country and a new presidential administration takes necessary governmental actions, it feels like we may be getting some relief at long last. For this much, at least, we can be grateful. Many of you participated in our drive-in evening vigil for the National COVID-19 Memorial last Tuesday night. For some, it might have been the first time they found themselves in our parking lot for quite a while. Others may have driven to the campus more recently for our monthly Black Lives Matter public witness along Washington Street, or for the outdoor guided labyrinth walk on a Wednesday afternoon. Since March 2020, though, more than 10 months ago now, our buildings have been closed to the public, our worship has been virtual, and our events and activities have happened almost entirely online. The rhythms of this faith community have undeniably been disrupted in the past year. We cannot walk through those church doors as we have in prior years and decades. We cannot claim our familiar spots in the pews. Yet we have found increasingly innovative ways to be together and stay connected. One way we do that is by walking what Ewart calls a generosity path and walking it alongside one another. We both learn and teach generosity from each other in this community. If you want to order a copy of Ewart's book, you'll find that the Amazon bookstore is temporarily out of stock. I like to think the shortage exists because during difficult days, people are as interested in finding the richness of giving as they are in discovering the perfect sourdough starter or starting to lift free weights. I might be correct in that regard. In his various professional capacities, Ewart has made a study of the emerging social science around generosity. When tough times come and economic hardships follow, data suggests that Americans become more generous in giving financially instead of less. Additionally, it shows that people of limited means donate at higher percentages on average than people of considerable means. Ewart notes that in the city of Las Vegas, which was hit very badly by the 2008 recession, the city saw a 15% increase in share of income to charitable giving. 15%. This is one case where we hope that what happens in Vegas does not stay in Vegas, but rather generalizes to the rest of the country and becomes a broader phenomenon in this present economic downturn. Americans are remarkably generous in sharing their financial resources, Ewart reports, giving hundreds of billions of dollars away each year. And that amount, by the way, does not include the donations of billionaires, but rather smaller individual donors whose contributions aggregate mightily. I have seen how generous you all have been this past year, and not just toward our usual program partners, such as Camp Starfish and Bristol Lodge, with whom our Social Action Council has been steadfast. Several of you contributed significantly to the Wellesley Food Pantry when it was housed in Parish Hall this past summer. giving money, time, labor, foodstuffs, and supplies to them as they worked to meet increased local need, and you contribute to support it still. Others of you donated blankets to a recent drive for homeless families in our area, and a couple of brave volunteers even sorted through the rummage from the sale we did not have last year to increase the blanket stores. Several of you participated in our 2020 holiday collection of gift cards for the UU Urban Ministry, where we far exceeded our annual target and ended, fortunately, with a festive excess. A few of you even took the stimulus checks you received from the government during this public health crisis and immediately signed them over to your favorite charities. A few may need those checks to cover their own obligations, though, and for this reason, we conduct every drive with a simple and straightforward request that people give whatever they can to UU Wellesley Hills. Those of you who have not been as negatively impacted by this pandemic may be able to cover the shortfalls in giving by those who have been more negatively impacted and find themselves struggling now. To whom much is given, even more is asked. But please, if you are struggling yourself, don't do so in silence. Let me or someone on the stewardship team know, so that we might do what we can to support you. The friends and members of UU Wellesley Hills have generous habits and such generous hearts. I can testify to that. It never fails to inspire me. You have created a culture and community of generosity, and you are continuously looking to grow it further. Throughout his book, Ewart features individual profiles of spirited givers. They may seem like familiar types to you if you ever open the pages of that book. Honestly, I could easily compile as many profiles from our church directory. Just take a look at the statements our friends and members have made in the Living Into Our Mission feature of the latest editions of our weekly update, or in the Meet Your Leadership series that we will be running all program year. An especially compelling profile that Ewart presents in his book is of a woman he calls Amy Lee. A first-generation Asian American, Amy Lee is a successful writer who joined a UU congregation and then volunteered for a leadership role within it. The child of immigrants from communist China, she had two parents who valued Chinese traditions highly, but were irreligious and never belonged to any faith community. She started attending a UU congregation in adulthood because she was attracted to its commitment to social action and advocacy for social change. Then, she explains to Ewart, she was surprised to discover that she found the spiritual dimension and opportunity for fellowship very meaningful there. The congregation is a place for me to keep my priorities in order, Amy Lee tells Ewart, to think about how I give my time and my money, and to learn from others. Indeed, most of us learn generosity by witnessing it firsthand. Ewart observes that it is considered an essential human virtue across eras and cultures, and that in communities dedicated to a practice of generosity, the trait becomes fairly constant pretty quickly. It is the most positive kind of social contagion. People seem to catch the best from one another, and it fosters a virtuous cycle that only strengthens over time. People receive the generosity of others and return it, and so forth and so on, in revolving reciprocity. The capacity for generosity develops over time as a markedly pro-social characteristic. Congregational life encourages us all in developing it, with each Sunday plate collection, each potluck meal, and yes, each stewardship drive. We gather to create a common good. As church historian Martin E. Marty has noted, it's not that you've got to be generous, but you get to be. It's not that you've got to be generous, you get to be. Research has shown that generosity benefits each of us personally. It increases our life satisfaction and sense of purpose, which improves our overall mental and emotional health. It also makes the world we inhabit a better place, which obviously is better for all of us in the long run. If this current pandemic has taught us anything, it's how utterly interdependent, locally and globally, nationally and internationally, we are on one another for our well-being. In his inaugural address this past week, our incoming U.S. president reminded us how great our need for national unity is now. We have to stand in solidarity with one another in order to survive, let alone succeed in our highest ambitions. Here, we walk the generosity path, but without any swagger. In his book, Ewart expresses gratitude for the friend who once gave him a question that has since become his daily query. Now, he writes, whenever I am faced with a choice, a confrontation, or a need, I ask myself, what is the most generous response that I can make? Whenever I am angry or puzzled or frustrated, this question helps me get back to a generous attitude. Time and time again, this helps him mine the richness to be found in giving. When the members of Stewardship call on you this year, I hope that you can each engage in a similar sort of self-inquiry with an equally generous attitude. There is so much we share here at UU Wellesley Hills. Values, customs, rituals, practices, and beliefs, not the least of which is in that lively spirit of generosity. As a philanthropy coach, Ewart helps people connect deeply with a love of humanity that shapes and sustains all authentic philanthropy. The abundance of the world is an example for us, Ewart declares. Everywhere we look, everything we hear and feel is quantity and richness. Help us create abundance, he prays, with everything we have to give. So please, recall the affection you have for this congregation that stays very busy building beloved community, even while operating at a remove, even when our church buildings are kept closed to the public. Our hearts and hands remain open to both giving and receiving. We can grow our gratitude all the while we look ahead to that day when we can, yes, indeed, we can gather again, no doubt in abundant delight.